I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. Last time, Elspeth talked with a family in Dennis about raising grass-fed beef. This time, she's looking into the nutritional differences between cows raised on grass versus grain.
If you've ever tried to buy local beef, you've probably heard the term grass-fed or grass-finished. Many people will tell you beef from cattle raised on pasture is better for you, but the specifics can be confusing. I went to talk with an Orleans nutritionist and a Chatham butcher to tell me about some of the differences between grain and grass-fed cattle. I'll start with James Nowak, the meat manager at Chatham Village Market.
All cattle is grass-fed for a certain life expectancy. Now, a large percentage of the beef population is grain-finished.
Grain finishing is a relatively new phenomenon. Until about the 1950s, all cattle was finished or fattened before slaughter on grass. But starting about 65 years ago, thanks to the so-called Green Revolution, U.S. farmers had an abundance of cheap corn and soybeans. Cattle farmers fed these grains to cows, noticed they gained weight faster on grain, and decided it was quicker and cheaper to grain finish their animals. But there was one question nobody was asking.
Are cows meant to eat any grain?
No. Cows are not meant to eat any grain. Cows are meant to live in fields and graze and eat grass.
That's Heather Bailey, a nutritional consultant with a booth at the Orleans Farmers Market. She says feeding ruminants grain has had major health consequences for both cows and the people who eat them.
When any animal eats its natural diet, now this goes for cows that eat grass or any grazing animal, sheep, lambs, the meat itself has a better balance of the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids.
This might not sound like a big deal. And if this was only a beef issue, it might not be. But the typical American consumes 14 to 25 times more omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3 fatty acids. The ideal ratio is 1:1, which is much closer to the ratio found in 100% grass-fed beef.
So omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory, and omega-6 fatty acids are pro-inflammatory. Now, you do want some pro-inflammatory essential fatty acids.
Omega-6 fatty acids help stimulate skin and hair growth, maintain bone health, regulate metabolism, and maintain the reproductive system.
But what happens is our diets these days, because of grains primarily and processed foods, are so much higher in those omega-6 fatty acids that we have all of these chronic diseases, everything from cardiovascular disease to diabetes to asthma and arthritis are all pro-inflammatory.
Choosing grass-fed beef can help counter this effect. In addition to having more omega-3 fatty acids than grain-fed beef, it also has a rare omega-6 fatty acid called CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid. CLA helps increase metabolism, boost the immune system, and helps keep cholesterol levels in check. And studies show 100% grass-fed hamburger has 2.5 times as much CLA as a burger from a grain-finished animal. Heather says the differences don't stop there.
Grass-fed meats tend to be much higher in beta-carotene, vitamins A, and vitamin E.
Interestingly, grass-fed beef also tends to be leaner. Meat from grain-fed animals has significantly more fat, often twice as much. And there's a reason. Partly, it's because of the way the USDA grades beef. Here's James Nowak again from the meat counter in Chatham.
Well, there's three general grades of beef: select, choice, prime. Select is the lowest grade of beef, choice is the medium to high grade, and prime is the highest grade.
In order to get beef labeled prime, farmers need cows with a significant amount of marbling, or intramuscular fat. Here's Heather Bailey again.
When you grass feed an animal, the fat stays around the muscle.
In other words, you don't get much marbling. For this reason, you rarely see grass-fed meat labeled with the USDA grades. Instead, farmers advertise it as grass-fed or grass-finished. For almost a century, we've graded beef based on its marbling and its age. The younger and fatter, the better. Recent interest in grass-fed beef, raised slowly, suggests we may need a new system of grading, one that takes health, both ours and the cows, into account. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about the differences between grain and grass-fed cattle, including differences in E. coli levels, the use of growth hormones, fat color, taste, and price. That's all at our website, capeanditalands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Ellison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.